通到这里恳求啊，再讲到我们今天来到神的面前，这是一个属灵的功课。
Brother Philip shared about this entreating before the Lord, and this is a spiritual lesson.
在这个恳求的里面，我们弟兄姊妹一起到神的面前有点追求。
To entreat before the Lord, we can all come before the Lord together to pursue after Him.
这我们祷告的时候要找到这个问题的原因，不要只是在表面的层面在那里打转。
He shared, when we pray together, we need to come and find out the cause of the problem, not just the superficial, what the problem is.
太多的时候我们花在这表面的事情上。
Too often we pray only for the superficial appearance of the problem.
第二件事情在讲到祷告。
Talk about prayers.
需要有哈拿那样祷告的心。
We need to have a heart like Hannah.
也像这寡妇的祷告。迫切的祷告
like a prayer of the widow, we need to pray with all urgency.
主那公义的判官必为我们伸冤。
The righteous judge will judge on behalf of us.
第三件事情讲到代求
and then it talks about petitions.
求主给我们有一颗心，当主把一个祷告的负担摆在我们心里的时候，我们真的是有一个好像一个妇人要生小孩一样。这个负担在我们的里头。
May the Lord give us this grace that when He places a burden in us for a petition, we'll be like a woman with child to have this travail before the Lord.
好好的为这件事祷告，直到主的旨意成全。
And we'll continue to pray and petition before the Lord until His will be done.
最后讲到这个祝谢。
And then lastly talk about thanksgiving.
不管事情怎样发生，主做了没有，主什么时候来做，我们都献上我们的感谢。
No matter how things were carried out, as long as from the Lord, we give thanksgiving to Him.
我们宣称我们的聚会、我们的家庭，我们是属于主的，主是那得胜的主。
We proclaim to Him that our family, our gathering, all belong to Him, and He's the victorious King.
求主来带领我们，在以后弟兄姊妹能够多参加团体的祷告。
May the Lord lead all of us so that we can come to corporate prayer meetings.
主来祝福我们。
And that He will bless us with our prayers.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
比较摸着我的就是下午的聚集。
The afternoon workshop truly touched me.
因为我那组是我们是谁，为什么在这里聚集
？And I was in the workshop saying who we are and why we so gather.
我不会再重复我们是谁，就是在彼得前书二章第九节。
Our brother, we continue to mention who we are found in First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
说我们是被拣选的族类，有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. We are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession.
那为什么在这里聚集？
Why do we so gather?
就是要宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So that we may proclaim the excellency of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
那这一次让我最摸到的一点是在使徒行传第一章第九节。
One thing that truly touched me this time was from Acts chapter 1 verse 9.
主耶稣对门徒们说，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
But
you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witness both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, even to the remotest part of the earth.
因为以前我都以为是，以前读了好多好多遍，以为是这个见证啊，他这次我读到是做我的见证。就是说这个见证是做出来的，我们从我们身上要活出这个见证来。
Yeah, I have read this verse over and over again before. I always thought the Lord calls us to witness for Him, but here I was touched because it says, you shall be my witness.
Yeah, 所以说 魏伯伯给我们 提起了有四点啊，这个做见证呢，第一个要神儿子的信心，要有信心。
Brother Wei shared four points on being his testimony. First, we need to have the faith in his son.
第二个是爱心。
Secondly, we need to have the love.
但这个爱心呢，是从神来的爱心，而不是你自己的爱。
But this love is the love from the Lord, not conjured up from yourself.
那第三个呢，也很摸着我，就是十字架。
And the thirdly, he talked about the cross.
那十字架最简单就是舍己。
And very simply, is to deny yourself.
Yeah, 我在想，我们天天都会碰到很多事情。你要舍己，你要选择主的道路，还是要选择自己的意思
？I think every day we encounter many situations that we can have a choice. Either we can choose the way of the Lord, or we can choose our own ways.
就是要做主的见证呢，就是要舍己。
To be his testimony is to deny ourselves.
那最后一点就是恩典的圣灵。
And lastly is the Holy Spirit of grace.
所以很感谢主啊，让我这次大开眼界，原来我们天天都要做主的见证。
So I really thank the Lord that he opened my eyes to see we need to be his witness every day.
那做见证就是从自己开始，从家里开始。
To be his testimony begins from ourselves, begin in our own family.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
很感谢主，我首先要感谢我们的主特别给我的这个恩典。
We first thank the Lord for His grace for us.
啊，在今年的这个夏令特会，我实在刚开始我真的没有抱着希望说我能够去参加。
Well, in the beginning of this conference, I really didn't.
就像以往每年一样，因为有一些很多的那个顾虑，还有弟兄的身体的软弱，所以我就凭着自己的这个想法就。根本就都没有想说我可以去，但是今年
have the hope in the beginning of the conference that I could go because of many
今年神特别的恩典
and the health of my
husband,
but especially because of the grace of the Lord this year.
Okay, 自从报名一直到最后，我除了继续的祷告，为这个特会祷告。
From registration, after registration, I continue to pray for the conference.
也为我。自己祷告，看能不能
pray for myself that the Lord will really allow me to go.
求主垂听我，能够让我今年能够去参加，因为非常的渴慕去参加这个。
Really had the desire to go, so I pray that the Lord will grant my desire.
所以我一直就拖到了最后了。
So I did not register until the last day.
在最后报名截止的前一个礼拜。
The week before the deadline for the registration.
因为我儿子是从台湾受点伤回来在休养，那我就那天要来聚会，我就告诉他说我们教会有一个特会，夏令特会三天的时间。
Because my son was injured in Taiwan, he came back to rest, so I told him we have 3 days, we'll be going to the conference for 3 days.
那我儿子就说那你去啊，你为什么不去？
So my son told me, of course you should go. Why don't you go?
我一听到这样子，我真的是好开心。来聚会的时候，我最后我就问我们的姊妹负责人，我说我还可以不可以报名？他说已经截止了。
So I was full of joy, and I after I heard what he said. So I came to the meeting. I talked to the sister who is in charge of registration. I said, can I still register? She said, oh, deadline's already passed.
但是姊妹说她尽力，她看看，结果感谢主，主真的为我预备了这一个，好像是最后的一个报名者。
But our sister says she will talk to the school and see if we can still find one more room. And I really thank the Lord. The Lord has seemed to prepare the last room for me.
当我那一天听到我们翁弟兄报告说，神所预备的床位说不多不少，将将好。
When I heard our brother James share that.The Lord has prepared the exact number of beds for us.
我真是满心的感谢赞美。
My heart was full of thanksgiving for the Lord.
所以我想，我的信心虽然很迟钝哈，但是现在。
Even though my faith is slow and dull.
现在我知道说，神凡事都能。
But I know God, in God, all things are possible.
那我去参加聚会的时候，还有一点点小小的见证。
And I have a small testimony, in going to the conference?
因为我这一次有在咳嗽，一直咳嗽。
Because this time, this year, I continue to cough.
聚会的时候咳嗽这个不停，啊，我实在觉得很难为情，都不好意思。
During the meeting, I continued to cough, and I felt even ashamed.
那在下一次的聚会当中，我就啊，恳切的、恒心的。啊，低着头祷告主，我说求主管制我的咳嗽。
So before the next meeting, I really prayed earnestly before the Lord to ask Him to control my cough.
结果非常奇妙的那次聚会，从头到尾，我一声都没有咳嗽。
So wonderfully, for that meeting, from the beginning to the end, I did not cough once.
所以我非常的感谢主。
I really thank the Lord.
那在听到我们那个丁娜弟兄那个交通的释放的信息，说我们与神交通是要垂直的与神交通。
When I hear the sharing of from our brother Dana, he said we need to have this vertical fellowship with the Lord.
那我想这个垂直的交通应该是我们直接的啊，因为我们的父神在高高的宝座上，我们就在地上，这样直接的从上面到下面，从下面到上面与他交通，跟他祷告。
He said he used the word vertical, but what I heard that we can have this direct fellowship, that his throne is high above in heaven, and we're here on earth, and we can reach directly to his throne, upward and downward.
所以这样的信息对我真是受益良多，非常的感动。
So I was really thankful for the message.
以往我都是用那些肤浅的那个感觉，但是现在我觉得说实在真是要把凡事都带到神的面前，不管大事小事，都要祷告。
Before I only lived by superficial feelings of things, but now I know in all things I can bring everything before the Lord.
现在特会结束了，但是我也是相信说，也是我为明年特会为我自己预备开始祷告的时候。
Now the conference, this year's conference is over, but I feel like this is the time that I can start praying for myself and for the fellowship.To prepare us for the next conference.
因为我相信说是神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵也未曾听见，心也未曾想到的。
I truly believe what the Lord has prepared for His chosen people is what our eyes has not seen, what our ears have not heard, what our mind cannot even imagine. We thank the Lord.
这几个月来呢，一直受到眼睛的疾病的困扰。那么这次能够去参加夏令会是主的恩典。
This past month, I've been bothered by this disease on my eyes, and it's truly by His grace that I can go to the conference.
也与兄弟姐妹的祷告、扶持和关爱分不开的。
It's truly by the prayers and the caring love of the brothers and sisters.That I was able to go to conference.
生病期间呢，就说经常来到主的面前，静静的思想，觉得自己对主的很多认识啊，大多数停留在一个知识上。
During my illness, I constantly come before the Lord in meditation and prayers, and I realize my knowledge of the Lord remains on the knowledge.
行为呢，也是努力的按照基督徒的标准去做。
And my actions only follows the standard of a Christian.
那么夏令会的前几周呢，那么主一直在预备我的心。
A few weeks before the conference, the Lord continues to prepare my heart.
带着一个题目问题去参加夏令会。
And I go to the conference with a question in my heart.
如何在自己的生活和生命中，寻见活着的神
？How can I meet the living God in my life?
有这样几点体会，第一点就是与主的纵向的这种交通。
And I had a few sharings. The first one is that we need to have this vertical fellowship with the Lord.
第二呢，与兄弟姐妹的横向的交通。
Secondly, to have this horizontal fellowship with brothers and sisters.
从兄弟姐妹的见证、话语和生命当中感受到这种活的神。
Through the testimony and the words of, and the life of our brothers and sisters, we can touch the living God.
第三呢，就是追求圣灵的感动。
Thirdly, we need to seek after the moving of the Holy Spirit.
对圣灵的感动呢，要敏感。
And to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
第四呢就是顺从圣灵的带领。
Fourthly, to follow the leading of the Spirit.
这也是晚上和白天信息我所得的体会。
That is what I receive from both the evening and morning messages.
当然这个不是一次两次信息就能够解答的问题，是。
Of course, this is not a question that can be answered by just one or two messages.
是一生当中都得学习和操练的功课。
But it's a lesson and that we need to practice and learn from all our life.
有一天晚上主的话语在我的脑海中闪现。
One evening the word of the Lord came to my mind.
寻求必寻见，叩门必开门。
Seek and you shall find. Knock on the door and the door will be open to you.
谢谢。
Thank the Lord.
Is it on? Okay, it's on. Sorry. You cooked the meal, right? Okay. So this happened on Sunday after the meeting was all over. The conference was over. Okay, so a brother responsible for, you know, packing up all the stuff, you know, moving to the truck, it called me to gather all theYounger brothers to, you know, help move.
负责那个搬运的弟兄让我找一些年轻的弟兄来一起来装箱搬运。
So I called a bunch of young people, and to, help out at 1:30 at, you know, meet at the classrooms.
我找了一些年轻人在一点半的时候在教室聚集。
So there I was at, 1:30, and then actually 1:45.
在1:45的时候。
And I was there, and except for one older brother, nobody showed up.
但是除了我以和另外一个年长的弟兄以外，没有任何的人出现。
And in my heart, I was just murmuring.
我的心里面就在抱怨说
，You know, everybody's really keeping their Sabbath.
每一个人都在守他们的安息。
Nobody wants to work today.
没有人愿意工作。
They must heard the message very well.
他们的信息听得真的是很好。
You know, like the horizontal fellowship we talked about, you know, everybody wants to fellowship in the meeting, but nobody wants to fellowship, you know, when we have to work.
我们谈到那个平行的交通，我们愿意和弟兄姊妹有交通，但是我们好像不愿意在工作里面有交通。
But thank the Lord, he proved me wrong.
但是主让我看到我是错的。
So around 2:00,
在两点钟的时候。
Brothers showed up one after another.
有很多的弟兄姊妹一个接一个的出现。
You know, I was really ashamed for a moment because I was complaining to the Lord.
我真的是感到羞愧，因为我向神抱怨。
Yeah, because you know, I really thought that horizontal fellowship didn't really work out.
因为我想这个平行的交通好像不工作。
But the Lord is very merciful.
但是神是真的是有恩典。
So we moved everything very quickly that day.
我们很快把东西都搬完了。
And there was much joy in working.
当我们工作的时候，我们是蛮有喜乐。
But yet there's such a rest afterwards, or even during the moving of all this equipment.
即使在搬运当中，我们也是感到那样的安息。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
我跟大家分享一下我们参加的下午的那个婚组。
Share with you my experience during the workshop.
就是我们是谁，为什么要如此聚。
I also attended this workshop saying who we are and why do we so gather.
弟兄说到我们是被拣选的族类。
Our brother shared that we are a chosen race.
因为我们在有一个共同的生命，就是基督的生命。
Because we have the same life in us, that is the life of Christ.
这是一个不能朽坏的生命。
It is an incorruptible life.
我们是君尊的祭司。
We are a holy priesthood.
君尊的祭司就要有一个侍奉的生命。
A royal priesthood that we need to have a life of service.
就像耶稣上次跟彼得说要喂养我的小羊。
Just as Jesus told Peter, "You tend my sheep."
我们是圣洁的国度。
And we are also a holy nation.
我们是基督的国度。
We are a nation of Christ.
基督在凡事上管理我们。
And in all things.Christ rules over us.
我们讲什么说什么看什么都要受管制。
No matter what we say, we see, and we speak, need to be under the governing of Christ.
因为基督是我们的主。
Because he is our Lord.
我们是属神的子民。
We are people belong to him.
所以我们要长大。
So we need to grow.
我们不但在身量要长大，在智慧知识上也要长大。
Not only grow in our character, but also in our wisdom and knowledge.
那我们能够宣扬那招我们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
So that we can proclaim the excellency of him who called us out of darkness into marvelous light.
我们是灯，我们要做主的见证。
We are his lampstand and we need to bear testimony for him.
所以让我们看到我们是何等的地位。
So we see what a glorious position he has placed us in.
讲到我们为什么要如此的聚集。
And also our brother talked about why do we so gather.
当我们思想这个问题的时候，弟兄讲到第一件，神为什么要拣选我们
？As we meditate on this problem, on this question, the Lord causes us to see why He chose us.
神拣选我们是有目的的。
He chose us for a purpose.
因为神给我们有一个托付。
Because He gave us a burden.
我们如果被神蒙神的拣选，蒙神的大爱。不知道神的托付，那我们实在是白白的浪费我们这世上的日子。
If we do not know this entrustment that God has given us, then we are wasting our time on the earth.
因为神当初把他的托付托付给亚当夏娃，他们失败了。
In the beginning, the Lord entrusted to Adam and Eve what He wanted to entrust them, and they failed.
后来神就召亚伯拉罕，就把他的托付给以色列国。
So later on.God called out Abraham to give this entrustment to the nation of Israelite.
以色列也失败了。
And they also failed.
神就差遣他的独生爱子来拯救我们。
Then the Lord sent his only begotten son to save us.
神就把他自己托付给他的教会。
He has entrusted himself to his church.
就是托付给他所有蒙爱的儿女。
Also to entrust to all of those who are saved by his love.
所以我们今天我们要知道我们的托付是什么
？So today we need to know what this entrustment is.
我们的托付就是主耶稣，神的儿子。
This entrustment is Christ Jesus Himself.
所以我们聚会的目的是什么
？So what's the purpose of our gatherings?
就是要荣耀我们的主。
That is to glorify our Lord.
要建造我们的教会。
To build up His church.
因为这实在是都是神的恩典。
That is all by His grace.
当我们领受这样白白的恩典的时候
，When we receive this free grace,
我们就不该。轻看我们的托付。
We should not look lightly upon this entrustment God has given us.
我再用一点时间讲一个见证。
I will share a testimony.
两个礼拜前，姐妹请我做今天波饼聚会的饼。
Two weeks ago, our sister asked me to make the bread for today's table bread.
这是我第一次做饼。
It's my first time baking the table bread.
我做了很多很多的大饼。
I have made many bread.Before,
但是没有做过这个小饼。
But I've never made this little bread for the table.
这小饼做小饼的时候，姐妹把那个配方就给我。
So our sister gave me all the ingredients.
这个配方很简单。
And it's very simple.
只有水。
Only water.
橄榄油。
Olive oil.
跟面粉。
And flour.
然后就烤15分钟。
And you bake it for 15 minutes.
这个 recipe 对我来说实在是很简单。
So the recipe seems very simple.
我就很小心。
So I was being very careful.
因为这是一个托付。
Because it's the entrustment.
所以我这个面粉就量得很准。
So I really measured out all the flours.
一般人家
的
配方我都会给他改一改。
When I cook, I change the recipe a lot.
但是这个配方我不能改。
But today I cannot change this recipe.
因为这是一个托付。
Because it's the entrustment.
所以我还特别用了刀子把那量杯刮一下。
So especially I will carve out the measuring cup after I measured it.
然后量好油。
And I measured out the oil.
加的水。
And I added the water.
今天早上起得特别早。
This morning I got up extremely early.
因为早上要起来做饼。
Because I need to make the bread.
而且呢，这个要记得今天要做饼。
And I especially remember today is the day I need to make the bread.
因为这是一个托付。
Because that's an entrustment.
我就做，哎，很奇妙，那个水都加起来之后，那个面的软度什么都刚好。
After I added everything up, the softness of the dough is just perfect.
可是姐妹没有告诉我要搓多久。
But our sister did not tell me how much do I need to knead the dough.
她只是说搓一搓就把它烤了。
She just said knead it a little bit and then bake it.
那我就自己好吧，那就自己看着办吧。
So I just thought, okay, then I will see what it looks like.
所以感谢主，今天把饼做出来。
So we thank the Lord that I could bake the bread today.
我完成了这个托付。
And I have completed this entrustment.
可是神给我们的托付是他爱子。
But the Lord has entrusted to us His own beloved Son.
他必持守他所托付我们的，直到那日。
And He will keep what He has entrusted until
that day. 我们今天在这个持守这个托付的时候，神给我们的托付是直到哪一日？
In keeping this entrustment, we need to know that it's the Lord who keeps it until that day.
这是一个一生的托付。
It is aentrustment of our lifetime.
那我们当接受这个托付的时候，我们怎么样来完成这个托付呢？
How can we accomplish this entrustment?
我们是在常常来神到神的面前，求他将那世人智慧启示的灵赏赐给我们。
We truly need to come before the Lord always and ask Him to give us the Holy Spirit that gives us wisdom and understanding.
那目的呢？让我们能够真知道他。
So that we can truly know Him.
当我们知道真知道神的时候，
when we truly know the Lord,
这个托付，
then we can hold on to this entrustment.
因为我们这个托付就要来见证神的儿子，见证主耶稣自己。
With this entrustment, we can testify for the Lord and testify for Himself.
所以在感谢主，让我们看到我们是在有何等的地位。
So we see that what a position He has placed us in.
神把何等大的托付给我们这般人。
He has given us such a great entrustment.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise Him. So if you have already finished cooking your dishes?
新有。
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这实际上，德纳弟兄交通的第一档信息就有很多的得着。我想弟兄姐妹。
Even from the first message of Brother Dana, I received a lot.
当弟兄姐妹听到就是说安息这两个字的时候，我们大家都在心里面期望着就是说有这个安息。
I trust that when you hear the word of rest, all of us has this longing for his rest.
后来弟兄也讲到就是说安息是从家里开始的。
Then our brother shared that this rest begins in the family.
生命的涌流要从家里面开始。
This flowing of life needs to start from the family.
所以听到这两句话的时候
So when I hear these words
我心里面有很大的就是说感谢主
I truly have a thanksgiving for the Lord
因为我想就是说可能是弟兄之中启示来的
And I trust that this is a revelation from the brother from the Lord to the brother
但是我对这两句话的感觉是从失败当中来的
But perhaps our brother received these words from his revelation, but I received these words from my failures.
因为我想就是说，很多时候就是说我们要希望有安息。
So I think very often we hope that we will have this rest.
但是我们常常就是说，我们在森林里面没有这个安息。
But often we do not find this rest in our life.
所以很多时候我们可以从星期五晚上查经回去。与姐妹我再与弟兄交通
So after Friday night Bible studies I will go home and fellowship with my wife
交通两人就是说有不同的看法
After a few fellowship then we will have differences in opinions between us
很多时候我们在星期天就是说教会聚会完了以后
And after Sunday messages
我们可以就是说为我们要教会早一点走去 最后迟一点走，我们可以在那边就是说有不一样的就是说意见。
We can even have different opinions in either we leave church early or late.
所以我们有各种各样的就是说不安息在里面。
So there are many factors that cause us to not to have this rest.
所以如果我们真是就是说真是把什么事情都放在神的手里面，我们应该有这样的安息。
Then if we really trust everything into God's hand, then we should have this rest.
我想就是说星期晚上姐妹也交通就是说在夏令会以后她希望在家里面也安息，她尽力想进入这个安息在这个孩子教育的问题上面。
And after Friday night Bible study, my wife also shared that she really wished to enter into this rest, even in the matter of educating our children.
所以还有就是说我们在下午分组的时候我们是在与神同行这一组。
During the workshop, we were in the workshop walking with the Lord.
其中一句经文是两人若不同行自能同行。两人若不同行自能同行。
There was a verse saying, if two men does not have the same heart, how can they walk together?
所以我想两人同行的话不是太太同我的心也不是我同太太的心。
So I think to have the same heart is not my wife needs to have my heart or I need to have her heart.
也不是说哪一个人意志更坚定。
And it's not to say who has the stronger will.
所以我想我们都要与神同行。
We all need to walk with the Lord.
所以如果我们都与神同行的话，两人就能够同行在一起。
And if we all have the same, both of us have the same heart of the Lord, then we can walk together with Him.
所以如果星期天早一点走又怎么样，晚一点走又怎么样？如果神让我们早一点走就早一点，神让我们晚一点走就晚一点走。
So why does it matter if we want to leave early or late on Sundays? If the Lord wants us to leave early, we'll leave early. If He wants us to leave late, then we leave late.
如果我们下一节要做的事情仍然是神的事情，早一点走也是可以的。
And if we need to do something for the Lord, then we need to leave early, then it's fine.
所以我想就是说我们真是要就是说在家里面两人要进入安息的时候我们在教会整个教会才有安息。
So for us to enter into this rest in our families, in each families, then the whole church can enter into a rest.
我想就是说我们在教会聚会的时候有几家没有安息，我想我们不可能整个教会进入到安息的。
I feel like when we come and gather, if there is no rest in a few families, then the whole fellowship cannot enter into a rest.
所以愿主真是感谢主，就是说主可以在失败当中也可以启示我们，就是说这样一个宝贵的经历。
So I truly thank the Lord, even through our failures, the Lord can reveal to us His experiences.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
Amen. 很感谢主，这一次夏令会的确是有很多得着。
I really thank the Lord. He has caused us to receive much during the conference.
尤其是我是这一次是在儿童服事上有一些服事。
And I have even this time I have some service on for the children.
因为在安排的时候，就是我是被安排在和另外一位弟兄搭档，就是说是在晚上的时间教就是二三年级的孩子们。
And the conference arranged me to be co-working with another brother to teach the second grader and third graders in the evenings.
因为我一听这个，我就心里就好像很没有平安。
And when I first heard it, I had no peace in my heart.
因为我觉得这个我很少现在很长时间没有教二年级这样年龄的孩子。
I felt like I haven't taught second graders for a long time.
有一些教三年级，但我总觉得三年级要比四年级要难教得多。
Sometimes I teach third graders and I feel it's much more difficult to teach the third graders than fourth graders.
而且现在是二三年级一起合起来在晚上，我真是心里就是非常的这个有焦虑的感觉。
Now I need to teach second and third graders combined in the evenings. I really had some worries in my heart.
在这之前，就是我们弟兄姊妹一起服侍的弟兄姊妹有很多的祷告。
Before this, all the brothers and sisters who are co-working together had a lot of prayers together.
但我总觉得就是好像还是不够。
But I still feel like there wasn't enough.
就是在前一天晚上还在自己准备，就准备得很晚。
So the day before, I even the day before the conference, I prepared for the teaching till very late.
而且把家里也搞得很乱。
And I made a mess of my home.
然后姊妹就跟我说，好像你不像是在为主做工的样子。
So my wife told me, it doesn't look like you're working for the Lord.
然后就是走的那一天也是在忙乱之中就离开家就是。
On the day traveling to the conference, we also left in a hurry and in the scurry.
但很感谢主，第一天晚上就是和另外一位弟兄就是在搭档的时候，真是感觉说这教室啊，就是这每一位小朋友都是有一颗心在这里，就是在听讲。
And we thank the Lord even on the first evening when I started co-working with the brother, we both felt that in the classroom every child has a heart to they are here for the Lord.
所以我就觉得说好像很出乎我意料，就是说我们很准备了很多准备了很多的这个就是像craft 的这样一些东西，事实上都没有用上。
And it really caught me by surprise.And many things that we prepared, including crafts and other activities, we didn't even get to use them.
都是在用主的话语在和孩子们在交通。
We simply ministered to them with the word of the Lord.
而且孩子们也没有一种好像疲惫或者是就是不守纪律这样的情况。
And the children didn't seem to be tired or rowdy.
所以回到就是dorm 之后。就和姊妹交通这样的事情。
So after I came back to the dorm, I shared this with my wife.
后来姊妹就跟我说，那天晚上的信息就是在主里的安息。
And she shared with me that the message of that evening is the rest of the rest.
我真的很感谢主，就是他让我看见了这个安息的这样一个图画。
So we really thank the Lord he had painted the picture of a rest for me.
第二天早上我就是又到教室去。
In the morning I went to the classroom.
我推门进去的时候。
When I opened the door.
就看见孩子们就是在那里很安静的在做手工。
And I saw the children, they were doing their craft very, very silently.
然后呢就是早上服侍的这两位姊妹呢就是在手拉手的就是在一起在祷告。
And the two sisters who were serving in the morning, they were holding hands and praying.
我就觉得这个图画就非常美丽。
And I thought that picture was so beautiful.
因为主让我看见说，实在是当我们在主里面服侍的时候。
The Lord caused us to see when we're serving in the Lord.
当我们靠着这个圣灵这个力量。
When we're serving by the power of the Spirit.
那我们这个真是虽然说是会有事情要做。
Even though there are things that we need to do.
但是实在是有圣灵和主赐给我们这个安息在我们中间。
But the Holy Spirit and the Lord gives us this rest.
很感谢主。
We really thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Wasn't able to go to summer conference, but I wanted to share a little bit about what's been happening with my daughter, my family.
我想交通一下在我女儿 Sarah 身上发生的。
Something that hit me this morning, I visited her this morning before coming to church, and Psalm 127 verse 2, it says, God gives rest to his loved ones.
当我今天早晨在主的面前寻求的时候，他让我看到诗篇27:2.
The last part of the verse that says that God gives rest to his loved ones.
耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧怕谁呢？呀，127 sorry. It's Psalm 127.
The reason I was turned to that scripture is because she was resting so peacefully this morning.
Okay. Psalm 127, verse 2. It is in vain that you rise up early and go. 你们清晨起来，早夜晚安息，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所亲爱的，叫他安然睡觉。
Also, I was reminded by a prayer that I was praying with my brother this morning. Romans 8, verse 28 says, we know that God causes everything to work together for good, those who love God and who are called according to His purpose.
万事都互相效力,叫爱神的人得益处。
I know also very dear to us has been Psalm 23 during this period of time.
诗篇23篇对我来说也是很宝贵。
And also Sarah, she's been walking through a very dark valley, so we're thankful for God's faithfulness to carry her through this time, Lord, as a good shepherd.
和我们虽然现在是行过死荫的幽谷, 但是我们很感谢主, 因为他是怀揣,
the biggest problem that started all this was her kidney problem.
Sarah最大的问题是她肾的问题,
which was started by her immune system attacking her kidneys for a long period of time.
也是因着她，所以她的免疫系统也有问题。
The kidneys have a way to control the blood pressure, so with the kidney failure, the blood pressure has been really high.
因为那个肾是也来控制血压，当肾不工作的时候，那血压也会上去。
So she was retaining a whole bunch of fluids in her body, and so
所以她的身体里面就有很多不应该有的水分。
So beginning last Thursday,
从上星期四开始,
actually a week, I guess about 10 days ago,
或者是其实是从十天以前,
they began to give her dialysis.
她必须每天来洗肾。
We do praise God, they did a biopsy and found that her kidneys are healthy, but they're just so overloaded that they're not functioning.
感谢主, 我们也做了通过切片, 我们发现 Sarah的肾其实还是工作, 只是她有很负担很大。
Last Tuesday, well, at that time they were up in New Jersey, because they were on a flight to go back to China, and when they got on the plane, they realized it was such an emergency situation, they took her directly to the hospital.
他们现在还在新泽西, 因为他们是在回中国的路上, 但是因着这个身体上面的原因, 所以他们不能上那个去中国的飞机。
And that was on June 2nd, actually.
那这是上一周的情形, 现在回到Houston。
Yeah, this past Tuesday, we were able to return to Houston.
他上星期二回到Houston。
Praise God that she was able to be stable enough to make the plane trip back over here.
感谢主，她的身体情形有好转，所以她能够上飞机回到Houston。
We came back here and she was admitted to the hospital again.
回来以后，她又去了，我们又把她送去医院。
Into Texas Children's, and when she was admitted there, they began the dialysis treatments again. One a day, kind of this kind of thing.
回来以后，他每天还是要洗一次肾。
There was so much fluid that so much fluid removed, and maybe the some other things were happening that her brain was not relating to her body exactly right. And so yesterday morning,
听着他失去了这么多的水分，所以他的脑好像不能完全来控制他的身体。
So like the kidney failure and all that, the neurons are making new paths in her brain, and so there's seizures began to happen yesterday morning.
所以她就会有抽搐的情形。
Yesterday during her dialysis, she had her first seizure, and they took her immediately to intensive care unit.
所以当她有这样抽搐的时候，他们就把她送去 心脏科。
And as they were there, I was able to arrive during her third seizure, and it continued upwards of 6 or 7 major seizures.
所以昨天总共发生了6次。
Okay, so this, I don't know what a seizure is, when she goes unconscious and she has no control over her movements and this kind of
thing. 所以她会不断地失去知觉, 也不能够 控制她的身体。
They sedated her and allowed her to have an MRI of her head, a CT scan of her head.
今天会有做一个,
yesterday.
昨天要做一个脑 CT.
And they found from this that there was no bleeding in her brain. We praise God that her brain is still healthy.
看到她的脑子里面, 并没有出血, 所以她的脑子还是健康的。
And the blood pressure was very, very high, 180 over 120.
她的但是血压很高, 180.
And so we brought it down. It's come down slowly, praise God, through the medicines they're giving her. It's come down to a normal level today.
借着她的药，她血压慢慢的下来。
And yesterday she began talking and she didn't remember anything that had happened.
昨天她开始说话，但是她根本就不记得所发生的一切。
She's asking, where am I? What happened to me?
她问我说，我现在在哪里？我发生了什么？
So we are thankful that she still has clear thinking.
感谢主，她脑子还是清醒。
And this morning I went over and visited her. She had a peaceful night.
昨天晚上她睡了一个好觉。
And she is hungry and all the tubes are gone from her mouth and from her nose.
她已经开始感觉有饥饿感，因为她鼻子和嘴巴里面的那些吸管都已经去掉了。
And the doctors are beginning to talk about her eating again.
医生也开始跟我们说让她吃进食的问题。
At this time, a dialysis is happening to her, like Brother Wang was telling us this morning, on a very slow basis, 24 hours a day.
所以现在我们只是让她慢慢的开始进食。
Okay. And one thing in all of this is over this period of time, Sarah has been drawing closer to Jesus.
在整个这段时间里面 ，Sarah 被更近的带到主的面前。
Last Sunday morning, we were up in New Jersey, and we had our own little worship time around the hospital bed.
上一个星期日，我们还在新泽西的时候，我们在他的病房里面有一个家庭的聚会，我们在主的面前祷告。
And we were singing the worship songs together, and it's just really a sweet time.
我们一起唱诗歌，真的是一个很美好的时间。
Comforting to her is, like I said, Psalm 23 and Psalm 27 and Psalm 91.
我们一起唱到诗篇123、127和91篇。
During this time, you can imagine the Sister Jia is feeling regret that we didn't take our daughter back to China earlier.
在这段时间里面，我姊妹真的是很后悔，我们没有把 Sarah 更早的带回到中国去。
Because she started now. holding water for the last couple of months. And so,
因为在过去几个月中，他的身体里面有太多水分的累积。
So this guilt and this blame has been a constant problem for a challenge for her faith.
所以他的这会影响到他的脑。
Her heart and her faith.
他的心脏和他的脸。
Faith.
信心。
Yeah. So we pray for, just encourage brothers and sisters to pray for lower blood pressure.
所以求弟兄姊妹来一起为她祷告，为着她的血压。
Also that her kidneys, which are healthy, will begin to function again and they'll be able to take her off dialysis.
为着她的肾，让她的肾能够重新正常工作。
And take her off dialysis.
也让她不用再每天洗肾。
And also that her heart will remain healthy.
也是说让她的心脏能够也健康。
Because her heart has had a little bit of change. Her upper chambers have been enlarged a little bit because they think all of this pumping through the fluid in her body has been a challenge to her heart.
因为她身体里面有过多的水分，所以她的心室比正常情况下有增大的情形。
Okay. We also pray that the doctors will have wisdom and God's will be done.
也求主给医生有属天的智慧。让神的旨意能够成全。
And we are believing that Sarah will be raised up.
我们相信主会让 Sarah 恢复正常。
That she'll be a testimony for God's glory.
成为神荣耀的见证。
Thank you.
感谢。弟兄再一次提醒我们。
Example, Lord, that you have shown us even right now of our weakness.
主，你再次让我们看到我们自己的软弱。
Father, but we're thankful that Sarah is a chosen person.
但是主，我们感谢你，因为 Sarah 是一个被拣选的族类。
That she is a royal priest.
她是一个圣洁的祭司。
That she is of a holy nation.
它是圣洁的国度。
And Father, that you have possessed her for your possession and the members of this family.
主，你已经是这个家，也是 Sarah 的主。
All of us have been possessed for a reason.
你来做主，因为你有这样一个原因。
And that is to be able to acknowledge that God causes all things to work out for good to those who love thee.
因为你要叫万事都互相效力，让爱神的人得益处。
Father, we are thankful that you have given grace to this family this past 10 days.
主，感谢你在这个家在过去十天中所显现的恩典。
That they have been able to acknowledge you as Lord over Sarah's life and body.
因为他们在 Sarah 的生命和身体上面来认你为主。
Oh, may we as a family learn, Lord, to give you thanks in all things.
主，让我们学习在一个家里面，在凡事上都能献上我们的感恩。
And as your house and as your dwelling place, this morning we want to be a house of prayer.
作为你们的家，我们愿意在凡事上都来祷告。
And to be able to stand with our brother and sister and family this morning.
和我们的弟兄姊妹和他们的家一起。
And to pray for little Sarah.
来为 Sarah 祷告。
That you would have mercy upon her.
因为你在她身上显明你的恩典。
That you would spare her for the very purpose of declaring the excellencies of Christ.
因为你为着基督的缘故来拯救她。
And that you would use this to draw her and all of us as a family closer to thee.
因为你也用这个来把这个家和我们大众人都一起更近地带到你的面前。
We ask for mercy regarding her blood pressure.
我们在她的血压的身上要你求你的恩典。
For the functioning of her kidneys.
也为着她的肾。
That all of us, Lord, would repent of any sin, anything that might be causing stoppage in our life.
让我们在所有的一切事上，在我们一切的罪上，都来到你的面前认罪悔改。
And we do pray for the doctors that they would have that wisdom.That knowledge, that understanding to treat and to give the correct diagnosis and prognosis.
主，我们也为了医生，他们有祷告，让他们有属天的智慧来诊断，来医治。
Give mother and dad, Lord, the peace as they're going through this.
也给父亲、母亲有一个属天的平安。
We're thankful for.The word that has been given even so recently that we are to enter into your rest.
就像你在夏令时刻里面让我们进入你的安息。
And be testimony as you take us through the valley of the shadow of death.
让我们能够经过死荫的幽谷的时候也能做你的见证。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
也能够继续的有多一些的祷告，如果你有感动的，能够自由的开口祷告。
We ask the brothers and sisters to continue to pray. If you're moved by the Holy Spirit, you can open your mouth to pray.